This is a continuation, transferring now, taking it over from channel two on the other side, from channel two right, and this is channel two over. This is channel two over. This is continuing the Miss Anna's tape on from the other side of channel two right, and this is channel two over. This is channel two over, and this is about four or five on the meter, on this sunny meter.
Yeah. You don't know anything about responsibility until you're up here.
Mm-hmm.
But it hurts you terribly to hear things said against your children.
Yeah. Even though they're true.
They may be true, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And to see them suffer and not be able to help them.
You know, from what you all say, Miss Anna, about the worst times, the hardest times you had was at the time Mr. Wood died, and that was right at the beginning of the Depression.
It was.
I can't imagine a worse time to be in trouble.
Certainly was.
Long in there.
Certainly was. A terrible time. But I'm thankful for my son Harry. He was a great comfort to me. I got a letter from him yesterday from New Orleans. Down there with his men, but he'd be in Texas today. And then in California. Said 4 more weeks. They're not, they don't care if I go for them, and I won't take it.
Yeah.
He's going to retire for good.
Now he's with the Vietnamese students, young people.
Trying to teach them new methods of farming and growing things for their health.
Back in those days, Miss Anna, around 1930, when you all were in a close-up, so how did Harry get along then?
Well, he was in his profession,
mm-hmm.
and he got along. He was very, very ill at one time, but the government paid him right on. And he had some splendid teachers that could carry on.
Mm-hmm.
Many men that helped him.
He wasn't in school then. He was out of school.
No. In 32. It was in 30. You know when Lindbergh's baby was. It was 32 when Lindbergh's baby, you know, was stolen.
Yeah.
There was a man farming with me. I didn't know what it was best to do. I just did what my boys told me. I should have just rented out my land and not trying to farm.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just buried money that was all. That year, I went to Tallahassee to take care of Harry's children while he and Lois were in Washington. And we had such an open winter. Everything was going so and was so dry. The leaves on my cabbage looked like lace, green lace. And a little bit of rain came one afternoon, and the next morning everything was freezing.
Oh. And you were over Tallahassee then?
I was in Tallahassee. I said, Gusta, my sister, I know I shouldn't have gone. I shouldn't have gone there on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I never had to have her go on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "You're a fool to think God would care that much for you."
Yeah.
My sister was such a splendid girl, a splendid woman. Yes, those were hard days. And I was left with three helpless children.
Yes, right after that.
I managed to keep it. Harry and wasn't Harry. Oh, it was my Fred. I managed to keep Fred in school another year. And then he came home, made a little eggplant crop, went back, and spent a half year.
Mm-hmm.
But then things got so hard, he just had to come.
Mm-hmm. That's when he took over the store and the post office.
That's when he took over. That's when he took over the farm.
Oh, was it?
Rob had the store for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got tired of it and turned it over all to Fred.
Mm-hmm. When did, and then that's when he started, he drove the school bus for a while.
Rob, no, that was Rob.
Rob, yes. But at least that would bring in good solid money, Miss Anna.
Yes, to support his family.
Yes. Who did you have doing the farming at first?
Well, Milton Yates was my boss man.
Mm-hmm.
And he had tenants.
Oh.
Well, Milton was drunk half the time. And the money I spent on him was wasted.
Well, he was supposed to pay half of everything, or how'd you all work?
No. I was supposed to give him $2.50 a day to oversee the tenants.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I see.
I think it was in I can't remember dates.
I can't either.
I know that Fred and Jane were married in 35. I had malaria and malaria, and I couldn't get better. And Dr. Strain said, well, if she could get out of Florida for a little while, she might get better. And then Harry was going to Roanoke, Virginia, to the Smith-Hughes School, they called it,
mm-hmm.
to get more training. And I went up there with him to Mr. Wood's sisters in Waynesboro. Spent about 7 weeks up there. Rob had lost his wife, and Mary was here to take care of them all until I came home.
If you, Miss Anna, when you have to work, it's one thing, but when you have to work and feel bad too, that's just too much, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And just keep on feeling bad. Just day after day, week after week. And that malaria can hang on.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. A chill and fever. Oh, I've been through it.
How long did you work through the Yates man?
Well,
more than one season?
Yeah, I guess he did. Came, he farmed some with Freddie with the ash. With Fred.
Mm-hmm.
With my Fred.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Jim are married in 35. And then Rob, too married, and went back to his home. And Jane and Fred came here to live with me. See, Rob lost his wife.
Yes.
And I had the four boys. And I'm so proud of them. I'm so thankful for them. These boys all have a good profession. And have been greatly blessed.
Miss Anna, I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
They've cut melons and done all sorts of things since I was over here.
Yes. Fred, I think. Oh. Fred is busy with his egg plants now.
Yeah. How far along are they now?
I don't know, sir. I don't know.
They're not picking them?
Oh, no. I don't know much about that work. I know that they cut melons because we had to get these boys up and off.
Uh-huh. Well, they were here and helped. They got the help in the melons. What do they do, Miss Anna?
Sir?
What are their jobs in the melon?
I don't know, sir. Loading and cutting. Driving.
Yeah.
The trucks.
I think they would do most of the cutting. But now, you know, he may have some other boys who've done it more, I don't know. I haven't heard them talk about it.
No, I don't know much about that business.
I checked in the store a time or two, and Fred was out, and I haven't been back since to, you know, find out kind of what's going on.
Fred is busy all the time at something. A farmer. Had to find a old sow the other day with 9 pigs and put her in the pen.
Well,
and he's got an old cow up there that's been down, I know, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And he said he wished she'd die or get where it was.
Oh, it's so
hard. Tired of fooling with her.
It's hard on you, Miss Anna, to work with an animal.
It is hard.
Oh, it is. It is hard. And you can't just go off and leave them, you know. You gotta try to.
No. You have to be merciful to the poor beast. I think he's had 4 cows that lost their calves.
Well, he don't usually have that much, Miss Anna.
1 cow died, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Your garden was in there for a while. You all were just supplying everybody with corn and beans.
Yes. That's what I'm hearing say.
We had two or three messes of beans out of your garden. And corn. I lost touch the last week. I don't know.
I think I heard them say you had some young corn coming on.
Mm-hmm. I hear the oven door open, that hinge.
Yeah.
I heard your oven door open, that hinge squeak a little bit.
That's Dan back there.
That's a good sign, you know. That means dinner's on its way.
Yes. You know, you have to give boys dinner.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sometimes even Freddie eats with us.
And Sue is picking some butter beans this morning. So I imagine you'll see some signs of that.
I think she's going to have peas for dinner today.
Oh. I spoke for some of those butter beans before, but... I wasn't there when she brought them in, so I didn't get them.
Well,
so many people want them.
Yes. Well, I don't know how many she's going to have, but you could ask Fred to save you some.
Yeah.
Dr. Watson.
Do you know him?
Yeah, never heard of him. Of course, I've known Dr. Daly all his life. I knew his father, his mother.
Was his father ever a doctor of your family?
Well, he wasn't our regular doctor, but he had been called.
Mm-hmm. He had a drugstore. Oh, with McNopy?
Yes.
You know,
it's got a school. It hadn't got a railroad to run through it. Not even a highway.
Yeah.
There've been some wonderful people that lived in McNopy. And then some that were not so wonderful.
Well, they have a new Methodist parsonage over there.
Yes, I'm real thankful for that because it's been needed a long time.
Long time. And I understand Brother Morris is going to Tampa next year.
Going to Tampa?
Yes.
He's going to have another minister.
Yes.
Well, I like Mr. Morris. He was real nice. He would tell me that time has changed and they had to preach in a different way. But I argued with him that God didn't change. Neither did the Bible.
Mm-hmm. What did he think? What did Mr. Morris think, Miss Anna?
Well, he said times had changed. A new method of preaching and teaching the Sunday school lessons had come in.
Mm-hmm. Wonder what he had in mind.
That's all I know. That he knew the times had changed. And new methods had come into the way of teaching.
I know one change. Sunday school. They don't want anybody to do all the talking.
the teachers might talk a little to start with, but then everybody else gonna have a say too.
Yes, I think a Sunday school class kind of should have a discussion, that the pupils could have a say too. Find out what they believe. I wasn't any good teacher. I know that. I did have a knowledge of the Bible, because I'd been taught in it ever since I could remember. But I don't believe that God changes the religions. But I do believe that it was one Christian religion.
But the thing that he spoke of was that a man had to feel that his wasn't the top of the limit of achievement, that there had to be something above man. And he said he thought that was one thing that the Christians so objected to in the Caesar worship in the early days of Christianity, that they would not be bound, you see, just by human accomplishment.
No. We know in the Christian religion, we can't do anything to save ourselves. We must be saved by faith in Jesus Christ.
No.
I think I told you about the little nigger boy that was taken before a judge. Said he was guilty of something. And when they took him up to time, he said, "Fool God, Judge, I didn't do it."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Boy, what do you know about God?" He said, "God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable, in all his holiness, goodness, mercy, truth, justice." And you say, "Where'd you learn that, boy?" And you told him at Presbyterian teacher, Presbyterian mission there in Atlanta. But he said, "You can go."
That's good. Yeah.
We have what we call the child's catechism. Then we have the Westminster Shorter Catechism. We have the larger catechism. Then we have what we call the confession of faith. I don't think that the Presbyterian Church is the only church. My faith is in the whole body of believers, no matter what they call themselves.
Yes.
Someone told me not long ago that our dear minister, whom we had to give up from the McIntosh and Reddy churches in Fairfield, he never has been reinstated in our church.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told me, "Well, he'd gone over to the Baptist. He joined the Baptist church." Well, I said, that didn't make any difference to me. I know he's a wonderful preacher in the Baptist church.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Baptists are just that much, just that fortunate to get him.
Well, my son, grandson, Rob's youngest boy, Billy Wood, has a little son, 12 years old. Well, not long ago, he was baptized in the Baptist church. And he said, "Granddaddy, I'm learning lessons now." Well, he said, "What are you learning?" "Learning to be a good Christian."
Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice?
Yes, he's a wonderful little boy. Smart in his classes. And so well-mannered.
Well, now, you see, you just feel fortunate, Miss Anna. He does that. Has an opportunity to do it.
Yes, Edward. And his family are Methodists. And his daughter. And his son, Ricky. Who had us all buffaloed for a while, not knowing how what he's going to do. Or how he's going to turn out. Both members of the Methodist Church in Gainesville.
Uh-huh.
I've got some wonderful little great-grandchildren.
Yes, I'd like to see them.
Billy has a mighty pretty wife. And they're all pretty children, just as pretty as they can be.
They come to see you every night then?
Yes. Yes, sir. Billy is a wonderful singer.
Uh-huh.
Rob said not long ago, these chapters of the woman's work, the Masonic work, met in Eleuther, several chapters.
Uh-huh.
And Josephine and Billy, there's a Mason and she's a member of the Daughters. But they had, their chapter had to be represented through all the family dressed in rags. And Billy came in with his guitar singing Old Black Joe.
Oh, really?
Said the house just came down.
Yeah.
Billy has a lovely voice. Oh, a lovely voice. It ought to be cultivated.
He'll enjoy that voice anyhow.
Oh, yes.
He'll cultivate it.
He pick up one of these old tambourines or anything and sing. Pick on it and sing.
This is around 3:10 on the dial, and that's the end of one tape, one side of a Grundy tape. Now, there's another tape on the other side of that reel, and this is on the Channel 2 over on the Sunny, Channel 2 over on the Sunny, and I'll continue now with the new side on the Grundy tape.
Yeah. But if she's taking them in, I'm sure they won't be there.
Well, I hope you'll have some because they're mighty good.
Yeah.
Fred said there couldn't be anything in a bill.
Miss Annie, you know this colored man who has the mule and lives up at the junction, Woodard...
Coleman?
Yeah.
Yes, I knew all his family.
Oh, really? Well, now, what did he used to do?
I don't know anything but farm.
Yeah.
Old Uncle Cry. Oh, what was his name? What his father? They lived out there. And when my brother was killed, and I was expecting Fred to be born, the doctor was very uneasy about me. So he said I must have help. And my husband got me old Uncle Kai's daughter and granddaughter
mm-hmm.
come and stay with me. Two wonderful helps. What a terrible, terrible thing to happen to us. All of this.
Has Woodard been living up there all the time?
No, he hasn't always lived there. A white man lived there once. A Mr. Riley. And he bought the place from them.
Mm-hmm.
was a large family. Woodard married Uncle Kai's daughter, Phyllis. Their name was Woodard. He and Woodard Coleman. That's where he got his name.
Oh.
Family name was Woodard. He married Willis. Woman named Willis, I remember. They were a mighty good old family.
Did Woodard have his... did he owned a little land there at
yes,
one
sir.
Time?
Yes, he owned a little land that joins ours up here on the right-hand side of the road going to Mickanova. For a little piece of land for my father. They're good people. Good neighbors.
Did he have a farm for you all?
No, sir. No. You know where Rob, where Fred's got his melons?
Yeah.
There's a man there named, who originally owned it, Andrew Jackson. And all these wooded colored people lived around him.
Oh, I see. And they worked for him?
Yes, and they worked for themselves.
Uh-huh. Mr. Guthrie, did he always farm out there?
I think so. Yes, sir, I think so.
Did you know him very well?
Pretty well. Pretty well. He married a high-born lady.
Oh?
They didn't think she had anything. She left him and took her two children.
Oh.
Yes, Mr. Griffith. Did all this trading with my husband.
Uh-huh. And paid his bill, I hope.
Oh, yes, sir. They were honest people out there.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Guthrie was kin to Mrs. Jackson.
Oh.
I don't know whether she was his nephew. I think she was. He was Mrs. Andrew Jackson's nephew. He was an Irish Catholic, though, but he was a Methodist.
She was an Irish Catholic?
Mrs. Andrew Jackson was an Irish Catholic.
Well, well.
But I think Mr. Guthrie was her nephew.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, but I think so.
Uh-huh.
But I said he was a Methodist.
Well, who else lived along that road there besides Mr. Boyd?
I couldn't tell you.
Mr. Boyd lived there a long time, I guess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A long time.
Long time. His old home place is right there behind the little house where he lives, isn't it?
Yeah. When we came to Florida, I think all that property out there was owned by a man named Mrs. Shuford.
And he probably didn't even live out there.
Yes, they lived there. They lived on, I don't know what became of the house. I remember he died not long after we came to Florida of a congested chill.
Anna, I'd better go on down to the store.
Well, do make them save you some beans.
I have to get my word in.
Yes.
And
I hope they'll save you some. They're awfully good.
I just feel mean about not coming over. I lose out, see. I don't get to keep up with you.
I wondered where you were one day last week and asked me to take care of the little boy while they went off.
Uh-huh.
I spoke to him. I've forgotten what night it was now. But she and Susie went over there and kept the dear little boy. He's such a sweet little fella.
Oh, he is. I imagine they're pretty good with children, too.
Oh, yes. BJ said he was such a darling. Never gave her a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Now, this is around 4:30 on a sunny. This is Channel 2 over, and this is the end of Miss Anna's tape from the Grundy. I finished transferring Miss Anna's tape from the Grundy, and this is around 4:35 on this third reel of Miss Anna's tape, about 4:35 on the sunny.
Peter is a very interesting character. A goodie like we all.
Right human, isn't he?
Yes, but he came from clay to rock.
Yeah.
I read a little book on Peter. That was the title, From Clay to Rock.
Oh, really? Miss Anna, what your boy's going to do? Who are you thinking about, Ash and...
I want Butch to find out what the government's going to do to him.
Yeah.
Now, that's the end of this little tape, and there's nothing else on this side, Channel 2 right. There's nothing else on Channel 2 right. So I'm going to transfer Ms. Johnson's tape from the first Sunday in June 1968. There's a year difference now, a year apart. This is what I've just missed Anna, and now what I transfer from Ms. Johnson. Faye and Mamu went to Sunday school, and Mamu put the tape in a handbag and on a satchel of a thing. Pretty green satchel with blue dots on it, and has a tape now, and I'll transfer that on this just partly used reel of Miss Anna's. Now, this is Miss Anna 3, the real Miss Anna 3, and it's a tape of Ms. Johnson at Sunday school at Evanston, the first Sunday in June, the 2nd of June, 1968.
These poems about righteousness and also about suffering.
Well, you know, it seems to me that I don't think it matters. Do you?
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't really matter if the lesson is there, but that is always interesting to me because some people seem to think everything that's in the Bible is an actual fact, like Jonah and the whale. And I don't know, but I rather doubt it. I think it's the point, though, is that we to get a lesson from it, just like in so many of the old legends that they might have had some foundation, but we know they are not really true, and we just don't accept everything as an actual fact.
I've always felt actually that it really was a lesson for us, and
yes,
it really happened then. No, I really think it.
But as Cora said, until right recently, she just accepted anything like about Jonah. that she just took the wife. Of course, it was true. The Bible told.
Who said that?
So.
Well, I think it. Don't you think it makes us miss the point a lot, because then it confuses us.
Oh, yes.
And then we go off on little tangents and forget what the lesson
what it,
is.
What it could mean. The real thing we forget from.
Well, what do you
think it was put there for? A righteous man like, you know.
Well, he said if anyone ever were righteous, it must have been Job, according to the story. Because, but still, it was more morality than it was real religion. I started to say Christianity, but I mustn't forget that, of course, that's before Jesus came. So the term Christianity, or the word, isn't what I should say. But why did he have to suffer? Do you suppose that God tested him? Or does he test people today? Put more on us than we think we can bear to see if we can? Somehow I just can't accept that. Although a great many people believe it, and I may be wrong. I'm not trying to inflict what I think, but that has always concerned me a great deal, to say that to. It does say in the Bible, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why did he let all these things happen to Job? Unless it was for some good.
Well, don't you think morality is, just pure morality, is a very deadening thing?
Yeah.
Closes minds. It's almost a sin. Just
morality is not Christianity. I think Christians are moral.
Yes.
But one could be moral and not. Well, we take Mrs. Richardson's father. He said that he didn't have to believe in God to make him a good man, that he knew what was right and wrong. And he was an upright, honest man. And he did consider the poor and all the things that Job said he did. But yet, he just thought he did it on his own strength. He didn't.
We didn't ask the Lord to help him.
But he didn't believe that in the Lord. That
didn't
was
believe
why.
In it. And as Ms. Richardson's father.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never known a finer person. We taught a great deal about it. I had taught, you know, I had just taught just a little while. And that has been 18 years that I didn't teach at all. And then I taught 1 year out here. And Mr. Ruffenden was quite sick, and then he would get well, and I went to see him. He told me, and I thought I appreciated it, I never will forget it. He said that he was so glad to understand that I would teach the second year out here, and he hoped that I'd have that school as long as I wanted it. So, of course, I thought a lot of him.
Yes.
But that question about the spiritual pride. Could there be such a thing? But it to be
spiritual pride. Yes. Well,
spiritual proud.
Oh, it's a good.
In a way, I was always in sympathy with Job, because he had done as far as he knew, but he certainly was something lacking. And I have, maybe we'll get more of that in next Sunday's lesson, why it was. And another thing that I don't understand about the sons of God and Satan among them going and having this talk with God. You remember that, the first
yes.
part about it? Now, that's one reason I just don't see how that could have happened. God talking to, and then Satan, he certainly thought a lot of himself. And he would suggest to God that if he would inflict Job enough, that he'd turn against him. But I did. But
I look upon
the devil as just an evil really pushing it too bad.
No.
At all.
No.
It's interesting to think about what children will think of, or even in their little drawing lesson, or making using clay. One time I gave them the clay and told them just to make what they thought of. And one boy, he wasn't retarded, but he was had been in, or should have been in a higher grade, because mm-hmm. I mean, if he'd just been promoted every year, but he didn't attend mm-hmm. regularly, oh. And so he was very skillful, and he made the devil with a pitchfork. Oh. Well, now you know he had that idea of it.
Yeah,
and that's just what he thought. But it was a little sad to me, and yet it was a little funny too. It was good. It was just like pictures I'd seen, and none of the other children, not one, made anything like that at all. Some of them, the little girls would make dishes, and then the boys would try to make something they were interested in. But he just he was interested in that.
Uh-huh.
He finally believed that there was a devil and a person that went about with a pitchfork.
Well, you know, there's so many pictures.
Yes,
and
and
some adults in his life had probably talked about the devil will get you. He's got a pitchfork, and this may be where it comes in. Well, all these 2,000 years and over 3,000 years, we've had Job as a lesson to us.
For patience.
I don't think I have ever studied it as well as I should have. In fact, I didn't go to Sunday school last Sunday because it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
And I got ready to go, and I could have gone on, but I had fever the afternoon before.
So,
and I thought, when Marilyn called me and told me the children wouldn't go, I thought, well, I just won't go either.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mrs. Richardson wasn't there, and you'd gone back, and you know, but if I have to sit in, I don't say that I have to sit, but I do sit in Mark's class,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I feel that I'm just one to myself in a way, because there's no one else anywhere near my age, you know,
really?
Now,
yeah.
But I have to go and count the children, because they won't go if I don't go.
You see,
now, they will a little bit later. But they don't right now. They
but Miss Johnson, you see, that class needs you.
The class needs you.
Yes, it does.
Do.
And don't you ever quit going.
We like Dr. Van Otten.
Yes.
He always has something interesting to say.
Yeah. He doesn't come regularly.
No, but he has been a good many times right there.
Well, he only came once while I was there.
Yes, well, sometimes
it'll
be months that he won't get to come. And,
uh-huh.
But for the last several weeks, I don't know whether he was there. I think he was last Sunday. Seems to me Flora told me that he was. She's trying to do just things, you know, would please Miss Richardson in connection with the Woman's Society.
You mean Flora is?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And Sunday school too. She said, you know, that she took the
got
the number every time to who was it
to,
the number that was at Sunday school. I know she doesn't go into detail.
Oh, Miss, she said that they were very nice to her. They
have you seen since she's been in Knoxville?
I haven't seen at all. As she called, that was what she called
uh-huh.
for. We've had several long conversations. We're quite a good
that.
Piece away.
Uh-huh. She had told
out
me that
there, and,
about that.
So, she had called and wanted that's what she wanted us to come out and be with her. So she says we could talk and not over the telephone,
uh-huh.
that we have a private talk.
Oh, we have
so she made me promise. She made me promise that I'd call and tell her when I came home and come out. I hope that that we can get out there. We've had so much company in. And so many things doing, and
yes.
Francis is so busy. And,
takes up,
you know,
and I think
so.
Ruth is just as busy.
I guess, I'm sure she is.
And Mrs. Yes. Richardson did, I suppose she continues to attend
she
church
didn't
services.
Say.
Well,
she
didn't know. In my last letter, she writes to Iris and me together.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Did she say she was reading Job, too?
Yeah.
But I imagine she's read Job many, many times.
Oh, she said she'd be right with you in the Sunday school. Yeah, right down here. In the thoughts and all. But she didn't say a word about coming back.
No, I don't think she intends to come back.
You mean not on a visit with Ruth or something like that?
She might come back then, but not to stay.
Well,
when
Walter
and Nancy went up there, Edward was quite sure she would come back with them because they did ask her about coming back.
Uh-huh.
It was mentioned. And I think Esther had written her letter and told her that they expected to bring her back. And so he was quite disappointed, I think, because Miss Richardson said it was very hard for her to try to make him understand that
she wasn't coming back. Well, she talked like that she was very well situated in Ruth's. But her love is down here.
Well,
of course,
it seems
which
to
it
me,
should be.
But of course, I just shouldn't. I have no right to say that she should have stayed down here.
Yes.
But I just felt that it's hard to be just taken up that way. It isn't like you, because you go to one to the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just to move everything away, and it is a long distance. She can't come to Sunday school, the Woman's Society, and we do miss her so much. And she was and is interested in everything that happens here. I imagine she gets quite a repetition of all of the happenings because
I write,
we don't write together, but we get the letter. I suggested that she do that. But I really didn't know, though, she intended to stay forever. I was in hope she wouldn't. I knew there was something. Well, she talked to me a little bit about it.
Well, you know, of course, I know they've thought of everything, but you think there could be some way. It seems like as if there could be some way that she could stay at home and even, I don't know, it does seem that way. I'm sure they've thought of everything, though, and she has.
I think she said her children didn't try to dictate to her. They all just made her welcome. But since she had her own home here and had lived here so long, it was a little different than if she didn't.
Living with someone else.
Well, what do you think we're going to learn about Job next Sunday? Why he was treated this way?
Well, I'm in hopes that we will be. I don't think so, though.
You suppose this is something we have to work out ourselves?
I haven't studied it. Well, I haven't really looked at the new books. I've been right busy this week, and I didn't get my book. I did not go into Sunday school. I can't even see what the subject is. You see, Miss Smiles.
Yeah.
The reading glass.
Oh, yes. The next one is The Greatness of God. The Lord speaks to Job out of the darkness. And I suppose this is going to be something on faith judgment.
Well, probably the voice I chose this morning would have been more suitable. So if I don't use it, I can say it next. And it says, then Job answered the Lord and said, I know thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. So I said that would be more appropriate for next Sunday.
Well, it'd be just as good. Just say it again. You're still studying with Job?
We have a prayer meeting now, but I don't attend very regularly. And I went one night, and I was rather amused that Walter, he and Nancy had been very faithful to go. I think last Wednesday night was the only time that they haven't been present. And but there's just such a few that go from here. There were just two from here last. Iris, who led the service, and Cora. But I said that I didn't say anything because I couldn't hear them, and I didn't know exactly what the topic was.
Mm-hmm.
Walter said, well, Miss Johnson, it didn't make any difference. Said, if you just said anything you wanted to, it would have fitted in. Because they just rambled from one thing to another, you know.
Well, do you think the Lord approves of this sort of thing? I mean, don't you think you ought to be able to get something out of it?
It seems to me. I am really getting hard of hearing, though. But some of the people just speak so softly and so low. I don't hear right when they pray. I don't even know when to raise my head. I'm listening for the amen. But it's not with all of them. I can understand Mr. Underwood, but I can't miss Mrs. Underwood if I'm right behind her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I was sitting right behind her. I wonder about that. I feel like we should strive to study and know something. Iris always says something funny. She said that she just decided, said that she'd do like her teacher friend. And that she meant me, you know, but also she has $2 to teach. Said, I made out an outline. And she said, I kept them to it. I just didn't let them wander off. I said, well, you did a wonderful deed. If you could keep Mrs. Henson, I think her name is, from the Shallow community.
Oh, really?
Because...
this is a community.
Well, it's a church wife. Nobody comes from Micanopy.
Yeah.
And we have been... I went over to Shallow once and out here twice.
Uh-huh.
And it's been going on ever since November. But I just hate to have the people come by here for me when it's cold and all. And then, too, I haven't been as well this spring, particularly. Mm-hmm. I've coughed so much. You look well, Mrs. Lewis.
Bye.
That's the end of the little tape with Ms. Johnson. That's the end of the little tape with Ms. Johnson, about 800, between 800 and 815 on this meter. Now, here's my rounds on Wednesday, the 5th of June, and the only thing I found was at the store. Phil wasn't there. I didn't see him. Jim Gilbreth was across the road looking at him unload the mechanical unloader, unloading concrete blocks. And at the store, I had conversation with this young Frederick. Come over here where I can hear you. Yeah.
I get no cookies.
Oh?
No cookies.
No cookies?
No cookies up
now. Do you know Mr. Miles
lives
right by George Way?
I have a
wife. I haven't seen him in a day or two. You seen him? You see him down here.
And I walk to him. I kind of walk to him. I walk to him.
Sure.
I sure did.
Can you understand?
I didn't.
It's hard to walk to him.
Well, that's what I thought. Yes, I understood. Sure.
But you couldn't, could you?
I couldn't.
Oh, a little too far.
A little too far.
Yes.
Tell Mr. Miles what you have at your house.
Yeah.
I have some watches by Poppy.
You have some, huh?
Then you have two left.
I have two left.
Uh-huh.
We had to give all the others away.
We have to go get all the others away.
Oh. But you got two left. You gonna give them away?
I'm not.
Uh-huh. We have to give one away. Which one are you gonna give away?
The little girl.
The little girl. That's right.
Yeah.
You're gonna give away Coco, aren't you? And we're gonna keep Bruno.
How about that?
You both buy Coco.
Ask Mr. Miles, would you like to have Coco?
Would you like to have Coco?
Well, I'd hate to take Coco.
Tell him she's a genuine nut.
She's going to hop to your house.
Yeah,
I'm going to let it in his house. And how the and your cousin and she can come in the house.
You
can be cozy in your house, Daddy.
You think he'd like it over at my house?
You be cozy in your house. You did. My did.
Now, Mr. Miles, we had a $4,000
last week. We had a
$4,000 week. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
She said she ate some
horse weed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Well, you take two.
Yeah.
We can't hear what from the bag.
And poor George Bogle is gone.
Poor George Bogle is gone.
That's the beagle.
Oh.
The beagle.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Such sadness and sorrow.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful beagle.
Been gone since last Thursday.
Oh, he's a beautiful beagle.
Tell Mr. Miles what happened to George
Beagle.
What happened to the beagle?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to George?
I think Biddy Mom him.
So either a snake bit him or a gator got him or something.
A gator got him in a snake with him.
You think of?
Two of them got him.
You think a gator might have got him?
A gator in a snake got him.
Mm-hmm.
That they won't let him go.
Yeah. He might.
He might go away.
Huh?
He might. Get in his house, but he lives in his house, and they can't get him in a house. They can't get him in a house.
No, I guess not.
They won't get him in a house. They can't come at your house. And get in, the door's locked and they can't come in. They can't.
Just can't do it. Well, he might come home then if he can't get in the house.
He can't. Something can't get in your house.
Mm-hmm.
It can't get in your house, though. No.
Well, how's it feel? Is it all right now?
Not all right now.
Mm-hmm. Still hurt? Still sore?
It seems sore.